Berlin's social services office is where the refugees' dreams of a new life in Germany are often first confronted with reality. Huge tents have been erected to process the migrants. Afghan refugee Khawdnazar has been waiting since 8 o'clock in the morning. Each time he gets to the front of the line, he says he is told to come back tomorrow.
Morning is come to here, going to office, and here is take the time and come to tomorrow. I haven't come in here is tomorrow, always speak next time come tomorrow.
The chaos at the centre, known by its German acronym Lageso, has been going on for months.
Many of these people say they've been coming here every day for several weeks just to try to get an appointment with the social services. But the numbers appear to be overwhelming local authorities.
Afghan teenager Mohammed says he's been here 24 days with no help and no money. Teams of local helpers distribute warm drinks and food. Public donations of clothing arrive by the hour to be sorted by volunteer refugees and locals.
It's winter time in Germany now, and we still have people arriving without shoes, babies without shoes and jackets or gloves.
Kurt Kettler accuses the German government of failing in its duty to care for the refugees.
Germany cannot take all of the people, obviously, but we have the financial power. I mean, the European Union has it. They should be a little bit more flexible, and in these crises, they have to be a lot quicker.
There is disillusionment among some refugees, but others praise the help they have received.
The clothes and the shoes, all given. It's good.
And how,
for me, number one country.
Germany is the number one country for millions of migrants, but those numbers are threatening to cripple the systems designed to provide the most basic care. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Berlin.